Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, folks. It's the day after the commemoration of the attacks of the events of 9/11 2001, and I've asked a couple of important members of our Brain Trust to join us for this couple of segments to talk about these things. You all know them very well. Bob Dylan Schneider has been with us since. Bob. You were with me, you joined me the first time on September the 12th, 2000.
Jim, it's great to be with you, and yes, that was a long time ago.
Well, it was November 12th, the year before the attack, was the first time you were joining us. Bob, folks, is the founder and the chairman of the Dylan Schneider Group, longtime Brain Trust member, author, and great global thinker. Rich Galen is also here, and Rich, you joined me just before that, and not long before that, the date. Rich is a Republican operative, a Republican thinker, and also a world traveler and a great American. Rich Galen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir.
And say, I know you and Bob have met, and we met just off the air just a minute ago. Bob, your office for many years was in the top of the Pan Am building, looking right down
Park Avenue.
I couldn't get it out. I didn't want to say Plaza. Park Avenue. Thank you, Rich. At downtown when the attacks happened, your building would have been number two had they decided to fly one somewhere else, wouldn't it, Bob?
Yeah, we were next in line as the terrorist threat. It was a devastating day, and of course, watching those planes hit was just incredible. Something we'll never forget, and thank God we remind ourselves of it every year, and we should do it more often.
And by the way, that building is on top of Grand Central Station, so that would have been the reason why it was an important target. Rich, you were maybe, what, a mile and a half, 2 miles from the Pentagon?
From the Pentagon. I was working out of my house, and I had a stand-up desk, and I was, as usual, I was watching Turner Classic Movies just for the background noise as I was typing. And my wife called and said, "Are you following this?" And I, of course, went to CNN or whatever I went to. And so just in time to see the second plane hit. And then shortly after that, I'm in Alexandria, Virginia, for your listeners who know the geography. And after the plane was reported to have hit the Pentagon, I went out literally 5 feet from where I'm sitting even now. And I could see the smoke from the Pentagon fire. And we went from there.
Well, I'd just gotten off the air, and I had, in fact, I think it was the day before, I just interviewed somebody from the World Trade Organization, and I'd just gotten off the air, I got in my car to drive to another business, and on the radio it said something about a plane had flown into a building in New York, and I thought, oh, that's interesting enough, so I got out of my car, went back in the office, went back to the turned my television on the office, next to my studio, and sat down in time to see the second plane bank live and fly into the other building.
Yeah,
just like you, Rich. Bob, had you made it to town yet?
A lot of my people, Jim, saw it. I did not actually see it. They were chilled at what took place. They are still with me today, many of them, and they are still chilled today. I think we look at what is taking place in the Middle East, and I know Rich was there and part of it, and we have enormous anxiety over the attitude of a lot of people in that part of the world toward the United States.
Well, this is something I want to talk about today, and right now in the next segment, too. Bob, do you think have we gone backwards since then?
I think that we've opened the door to an awful lot of people. We've not really addressed the problems in Syria. I mean, Rich was in Iraq, and he certainly knows Iran, and these are not great places for us to be involved in today. Marvin Zonis, who is the wealthy and very smart University of Chicago professor, has made serious comments about the Saudis and the fact they embrace Wahhabism and they're attacking the royal family.
We got they're the headwaters of Wahhabism.
That's correct. We have some problems over there.
So, Rich, I polled my audience this weekend about this, and I said, if you can remember the day before we were attacked, do you feel more or less safe today? And two-thirds of my people said, I wasn't worried then, but I am now.
Yeah, well, I mean, nobody thought about it. Nobody, if anybody had thought about that as what happened on the 11th as a possibility, we would have taken steps.
And yet there were people who knew about some of this, and because of the structures of our government, were prevented from sharing them, which is very troubling to me.
Well, I know we've been saying that since, but...
Hold on, Rich.
I'm
going to let you bring that up after these messages. 20 Till, right back with Bob and Rich. Stay with
us. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.